The breakfast held at Wacona Country Club in Dalton and hosted by the Berkshire Chamber of Commerce brought together business owners, community leaders, and students from Wacona High School to meet and ask questions with legislators and Speaker of the House, Robert DeLeo. Berkshire Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Mike Sopranowicz remarked on the presence of the speaker at the Eggs and Issues event.
With their budget just released yesterday, it was kind of nice to hear from him this morning what was important to the House of Representatives. When you look at a budget, you can see what's important to a governor by where his money's going. You can see what's important to the House by where their money went today. One of the things the House Speaker talked about today was not cutting any funding to cities and towns. Why that's important to the business community is because that will relieve some pressure on split tax rates. All right. When funding is cut in one place, it's looked to be revenue generated somewhere else. And so we always worried about a split tax rate with a business paying a higher percentage. So any local aid that continues to be at same levels or increased levels certainly leaves some pressure from the business community.
Second Berkshire District Representative Paul Mark brought DeLeo with him to the event and said that the speaker will be touring the area, including a stop to observe an area damaged by Tropical Storm Irene in Shelburne.
He's going to tour. He's touring Dalton right now and Pittsfield. And he's going to hit Greenfield and Northfield. He's going to cover the entire 2nd Berkshire District. So it means a lot that this is a speaker that is open to suggestion, that he's willing to listen to the members, and it lets all of us get our voices across more effectively.
Speaker DeLeo spoke about the new budget proposal, which includes more Chapter 90 aid to the cities and towns than in previous years, improvement of benefits for seniors, and education. The House budget rejects Governor Deval Patrick's plan to centralize community colleges in Massachusetts. Speaker DeLeo.
That it can't be some bureaucrat sitting in an office in Boston making decisions about Berkshire Community College. You know, these folks know the area. They know where the jobs are. They know what businesses they have to look into in terms of providing employment for folks and to work with the community colleges. And I feel that's the way it should be. Increased communication and coordination without centralization.
Ellen Kennedy, interim president of Berkshire Community College, also attended the event and commended the efforts of the Massachusetts House.
I think we have unique workforce issues across the state in every nook and cranny, and the local boards are able to focus on those specific and unique needs and address them and help the colleges identify areas for growth and connect them to the right people in the business communities to develop the right skills to educate in a way that provides future growth opportunity and future employment opportunity. Within the Berkshires, especially, but across the state. So it's just a good move all around.
Among other issues discussed were transportation. 3rd Berkshire District Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier of Pittsfield commented on the struggles of the state government to resolve financial issues surrounding the T line of the MBTA in Boston.
The great majority of the people in my district will never once in their whole life take the T, but we're being asked to pay for it. And, you know, we have to come up with another way. We have serious transportation problems right here in the Berkshires. There's a proposal to take a fund that's been building up over the last 4 or 5 years from that that $29 fee that we pay to get our car inspected, to give that to the T to help with that funding gap. And that's something I'm very, very concerned about.
This was the second visit Robert DeLeo has made to the Berkshires since he became Speaker of the House in 2009. Reporting from Dalton, Massachusetts, I'm Lucas Willard.